16-year-old Lexi Lorbecki says doing drugs with mom was normal in her family. At 13, she started snorting meth. Lorbecki bounced between her grandparents, foster care, and group homes until one day she ran away with an older man she'd met on Facebook. He kept her high for weeks, but one day something clicked.
I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to be dead tomorrow probably if I keep up using every single day, not knowing how much I'm taking or what I'm taking.
Lorbecki ended up in a juvenile detention center, where she waited months before getting into the residential treatment center, Northwest Passage. Girls Program Coordinator Amanda Lundquist says the center offers therapies and a variety of programs to treat kids.
We have the underwater photography. We have In a New Light, which is kind of the regular photography. We have the Razzle Dazzle Groove Squad, which is the dance group.
Maybe we should try a different warm-up dance.
Try the Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah.
Girls are letting loose as part of one afternoon dance session. Lundquist says they're creating a therapeutic environment that's different from home.
We're letting them kind of pick and choose what they want to put in their toolbox to be successful.
Douglas County Intake and Assessment Supervisor Doreen Wemus says they place children with the most severe behaviors at Passage, or one of the other 28 residential care centers in the state. But with the increase in drug use, that's become more difficult.
We've run into a lot of them that they just don't have space available. They're at their licensing capacity because, of course, they serve across the entire state and out of state also.
Demand for beds dropped off several years ago, and some centers cut back or closed, according to Linda Hall with the Wisconsin Association of Family and Children's Agencies.
That's one of the issues here, is that we have insufficient funding to expand beds and to attract and retain staff that will work very well with kids.
But Hall says there's also been a push at the national level to keep kids with their families rather than send them away from home. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families says residential care may be appropriate for the 371 kids currently in treatment, but the state wants to avoid that and place kids in the least restrictive environments. Elizabeth Hudson is director of the Office of Children's Mental Health in Wisconsin.
We don't live in a bubble, so we're influenced by whatever our surroundings are. So that has to be a part of the healing process, is figuring out how the person who has changed their thinking can be re-embedded into the community or not removed at all.
The last biennial budget included close to $4 million to expand community-based programs that connect kids with a team of county, tribal, or private providers. A 2014 state report says kids served by these teams saved Wisconsin an estimated $3.7 million in residential treatment center costs. As for Lorbecki, she's heading home to her grandparents after a year in treatment.
It's amazing to be, like, leaving here, but in a way it's also scary to, like, know that everything out in the real world that I had to deal with a year ago is still there.
But she says the treatment center gave her the support she needed to stay clean and plans to stay that way. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.